91.5 WMFO, Medford, Mass. You're listening to The Will. Will Wilson, it is 5:03. The skies are clear. Weather is looking like 20 to 30 degrees today. But who cares about the weather? We got a special guest in the studio. I brought along a new friend, not Oliver, as you might think. A different friend. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Grab that microphone over there.
Oh, okay.
And let's do bam. Try talking into that one now. Here, we'll.
Good morning.
Oh, that's so much better. That's
so much better.
We're gonna have to do a little report on mic 4.
Oh yeah, it's only mic 4.
It's only mic 4. No. They got rid of another mic because I think that one was messing up. That stinks.
I know. Tufts is really, you know,
dropping the ball.
Standards too low.
Ops team is gonna have so much to do.
$70,000 a year for 2 broken microphones.
I don't know what to say about this, man.
It's just really, I mean, I expected more from you this morning.
I don't know what to say.
I expected all the microphones to work. I expected to use all of them all at once.
So you just heard Heart Attack by Tune Yards, which I put into the queue wrong. I did the caps lock on the wrong letters. And then you heard Big Brown Eyes by Benny Sings.
Big Brown Eyes.
Big Brown Eyes.
You have brown eyes.
No, I don't.
Nope. No, I can't tell.
These are big blue eyes.
Oh, exactly. That's what I meant by
you
brown.
Have brown eyes.
I do have brown eyes.
You have brown eyes.
Brown
eyed girl.
That could be next. That could be the theme
you
of the
want
show.
You want it to be nothing but brown eyes songs?
Yeah.
You know, there's probably enough of them out there, but
I don't know if there is. You could just play Brown Eyed Girl on repeat for an hour with some PSAs in between.
Songs. Let's see how many queue up. Brown Eye. We got Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Brown Eyed Woman by Grateful Dead.
Ooh.
Brown Eyes by Immune.
Who are they?
Brown Eyed Girl by Jimmy Buffett. Destiny's Child. Cardiff Brothers. Yeah, wow. There's
a lot.
I don't know if we want to listen to these songs.
No, you probably don't want to.
Sarah, how is your week going?
It's been great. Swim season ended.
Swim season ended.
It's been like I had...
She's a swimmer.
I swam. I had an extra 2.5 hours of my day yesterday, which was just bizarre.
It's weird.
It was
right?
So... I had just so much time.
It's kind of like the cathartic feeling of canceling plans.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right? When you know you could have like been with friends or done something productive, and instead you sat at home.
I'll use it.
Yeah. And then it was really nice.
Yeah.
So I just had so much time. And I've been doing school then with my extra time.
Good.
Which has been great.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I love school.
I wish.
Yeah, it's been fun. I started doing a few different like extracurriculars because then you have extra time.
Tack them on.
All right. So we got TDC.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, for anyone that doesn't know. TDC.
Okay, Tufts Dance Collective. It's where they take all the not dance fortunate people and you all dance, which is going to be great, except for the dance is very like sexual and I just am really uncomfortable the whole time and it's kind of just hilarious.
It's not like burlesque.
No, but it's like
intense.
It's like burlesque, like ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So it's funny because if you saw the burlesque show, like the one last semester, you know the guy in like the assless chaps.
Oh, careful.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's not...
Remember, not many people will be tuning in, so...
No, okay, well, that's not a curse word. That's just what they're called.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, I'm sorry, anyways. That was my fault. That was Sarah Wiener.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Not Will Wilson. That was my fault. He's the choreographer for my dance. Like the very...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
That's fun.
He's so fun
That's
and
so fun.
Nice and so like supportive
Good.
And kind, but also just like out there.
Good.
So,
okay, you got TDC.
So we got TDC. I'm doing an intramural basketball team.
Yes.
We have our first game tonight, actually.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Or, well, our second game, my first game.
I'm excited to see how it goes. You guys won your last one?
Yeah, not that I was there, but yeah.
You supported them.
Yeah, from afar. Yeah, so it's really fun. It's with the Senators. And so we're the Sen, nothing but netters. So it's great.
So we got 9 listeners this morning.
Good
online.
Morning.
Online.
That's so impressive.
So that means we have thousands of car listeners because we can't track the car listeners. Yep.
No, there probably are thousands of car listeners.
Yeah.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's a couple.
Yeah, confirm. Yeah, you're okay. Self-affirmed. It's fine.
So... TDC, intramural basketball.
Yeah. Well, those are the new things. Oh, I'm going to write an article for The Observer.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
That'll be cool.
Fun fact. So I was going to interview Will Wilson's teacher. Mr. Steve Cohen about Tufts' history of being founded where a slave plantation once was.
Whoa.
it's true.
I did not know that.
Yeah. The Royal House, which is actually right down past the...
Powder House.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I think. Probably. Or past the... I don't...
That,
mean,
that sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's past the Powder House.
What?
Right? It's down past the Powder House, take a left, and you're at the Royal House.
Sure.
Makes sense. That just sounds right.
Yeah, it
I'm not
right.
saying it is.
I was like confused. I think it's past the gym. To be honest, I haven't been there, which is probably bad.
The gym?
No.
The Royal House.
The Royal House. And so anyways, I'm going to write an Observer article on that and interview him. But then I found out he's being interviewed for a different article and I wasn't allowed to interview him. Right.
What?
I know.
That is not cool.
I know. It wasn't fair. I know. But it's okay because I'm going to interview these two other really smart women instead.
Nice.
Carrie Greenfield Well, to be honest, I don't remember their names.
That's okay.
Confused in my head. But it's going to be a great time, and I'm excited. And that's the other thing. Will, what do you do? You do so many things. Have you talked about them on here before?
Not really.
Should you?
We get on to different things.
All right.
I'll run down my list very briefly.
Because this is now for like conditions,
obviously. Just very quick. I do Tufts Mock Trial.
Yeah, you do.
That's the biggest time sink in the world.
Yeah. Oh, I saw there's a guy in my TDC dance who does it.
Who?
Andrew?
I have no idea.
He's a little short.
Andrew with the glasses, senior.
He's a senior for sure.
He's Andrew.
Yeah.
Does he kind of just not care about anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Andrew. He's great.
Or he's like a daddy. You don't have a daddy, right? No, then it's probably Andrew. Yeah.
It's Andrew.
Andrew.
That's the first. I don't know the why I think him. He's the first guy though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. Great dude.
Yeah, I do that. I signed up for burlesque this semester.
Yeah.
So I have a dance that I'm going to be practicing for on Sundays.
Do you want to tell us, for those who don't know, burlesque is like?
No.
Okay.
It's TDC. It's dancing.
But unironically.
I mean, it's fun though.
Yeah,
it's fun.
You'll have a great time.
And hopefully I'll get Tisch Scholar because I sent in my application last
Congratulations.
Night. Yep. I'm hoping. We'll see.
I'm sure. Who else would they?
Yeah, who else would they talk to?
Yeah, there's no one else.
That's it. I just got to get the interview. If I get into the interview, I'm pretty
That's where
happy
you shine.
With myself. Yeah, exactly.
Because you'll just like talk them away for an hour.
I can talk in an interview pretty well, I think.
That's good.
I think.
That's a skill to be
I don't want
to
toot my horn. My own horn.
Is there a toot sound you can play?
Yeah, but it's going to take me like a couple seconds to...
All right, we'll wait. We'll wait and then I'll subtly bring the toot back up in conversation.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yes, we'll just be talking.
Sometimes buddies of mine like to use soundboards.
Do you have a soundboard?
Yeah, I can pull some up.
We should.
It can be fun. See you transition into it. Like, I'll show.
Well, I thought you were playing a sound.
Well, no. We might have an opportunity to hear from someone else later today. Let me just.
What?
I'll just foreshadow.
Are we
gonna
have another visitor?
We'll see what happens.
It doesn't depend on whether or not they wake up. Is that why you're not making
we'll
promises?
We'll see what happens,
I'm
all right?
Confused,
I'm
okay.
I'm not gonna...
Wow.
Not
this
gonna
is a ride.
Lead you on to anything too specific.
Okay.
It's an early morning. I didn't...
It is.
How are you feeling?
I mean,
you're a trooper. You know
no,
that?
No, this is fun.
No, you do not understand. You're a trooper.
Thank you.
For getting up early...
I feel
for
like
being here.
But you say you have visitors all the time.
I do, but it's
early.
The same guy who's willing to do it. Because he's crazy. And then
no,
he'll bring in like his girlfriend, but she goes to MIT, so she's even crazier. She comes up.
Wow.
Over here.
Does
she
like drive up in the morning?
Yeah,
or?
she'll like Uber or ride.
Wow, at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Dang.
Crazy, I know.
That is commitment.
He's a crazy guy. We had another friend on, she's from Trial. I don't know if you know Selena. Selena Vidal.
No.
She's a great person.
Not that I know of.
She's very
She sounds
kind.
Great.
Yeah. We had her on with those two.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Oliver.
So it's like a party.
Oliver and his girlfriend are a riot.
Yeah.
So you're coming up. Like,
I'm
you're
so
doing
excited.
Pretty well. I'm pretty excited.
I love talking.
So let's hear this noise. I don't know if it'll be good.
Oh, you mean subtle allusion
it's a, it
to
says
the...
It says toy train toot.
To the toot.
All right. That's pretty
we
funny.
We could just subtly make our own... like sound noises on the side.
Yeah.
Well, what were we saying that brought up the toot noise? Oh, to toot your own horn. I should have just been on the side like, toot. It may not have gone well.
See, anytime you do like a really good joke, we'll hear a crowd roar. Woo!
Oh, someone, yeah, listen to all that applause.
Yeah,
yay!
All right.
Yeah, everyone here in the studio is going crazy for our comedy.
If you have someone knocking at the door, it's like a oh, there's someone at the door. No one's actually that.
We should have done
sorry,
that.
Sorry for tricking all of you guys out there.
Oh my god,
I didn't mean to do it.
We should have done that when I got here. That would have been a funny way to be like, oh my, who's
hey,
there?
Who's at the door?
Who's at the door?
It's Sarah.
So my brother went. So I have two older brothers. One's 25 now. When this 25-year-old brother was in first grade, and I was like quite literally a baby. My brother had to do a presentation on Thomas Jefferson. And my brother had like a horrible lisp. So we have this home video of my brother all with like the white ruffly like suit thing
oh,
on.
Dressed up
like
as...
he got so into
oh,
it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
He had the jacket that has like the long thing in the back that like
the tail.
Have to like flap
Whoa.
Back and sit down.
It's the tail.
Yeah. And so he have this home video of him and he goes, my name is Thomas Jefferson. I don't remember how that was related at all. But then you hear me like crying outside because I'm like a baby and I guess that's what we do. And I he goes, you guys hear me going like, wah, like outside the door. That's how this was related.
That's okay. So, that was a train ride. I didn't know where we were going.
I feel like I do that a lot. But anyway, so in the video he goes, who is that baby outside the door? That baby is so loud. And it's like one of the funniest home videos in the world. But anyways, I was outside the door.
Yeah, that's how we, okay.
Yeah.
So, looking at news for today, the Dow Jones has been dropping. Have you been keeping up with this?
No, it's so scary. Have you seen
crazy?
The it's like this huge crater.
Thank God we're still in college.
Yeah, you want it to
kind of. It's still terrible.
No, yeah, it's bad. You want it to be down now, and then
we want it to be down now,
and then so when it goes up, when
maybe
we leave.
You know, we could be saying that. I don't actually know.
I don't know. I'm only saying that because our friend Coulter that we had breakfast with.
He's the only person.
He told us that.
I don't really know if I can trust him yet. I've met him once.
Yeah. I've known him like
you've
my whole
known
life.
Him forever. But,
I've known him my whole life. I think he's a, you can trust him. But
I mean,
maybe not about thing. I don't know. I don't want to say anything that's going to offend Coulter.
He's majoring in IR with a focus in not economics. And so it just makes me wary.
That's true.
And I bet he's right.
Then you brought up the idea that like, oh, poli sci is like less credits or something. And he was like, oh, Austin, just do that. Yeah. Sounds easier.
It's about half the credit requirement.
Then, maybe he'll just do that.
Straight up, it is half.
That's insane. I don't understand how you can get so many degrees that have what seem to be such different worths.
Yeah.
And then they all are just like, you got a degree.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, actually, that's exactly what
it's
it is.
Because then if you get like an engineering degree, they just take classes for hours. I have a friend that's in 24 hours of class a week.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I would die.
Hardly manage four.
I know.
And I mean, I kind of did the math on what I would have to do for the rest of my school career.
Yeah.
I might be taking 5 credits that, for anybody that doesn't know, because Tufts doesn't have normal credits.
Yeah.
I might be taking 5 classes or courses every semester from here on out. Because that's what I have to do if I want to meet a double major and minor.
But you could just do like a class in the summer.
Yeah. So if Tufts and Talwar has an opportunity.
Or you could just do like go to like your community college at home and like transfer credits.
No, thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, I could, but...
You could. You could just be, like, online. I don't know. My brother did that. My other brother, who learned about them all, did that because he went to USC in LA.
Yeah. Did both of your brothers go to USC?
No.
Okay.
They're so different. This is crazy. Ready? One went to Williams, which
what?
Is in... I know.
Yeah.
And then one went to...
Williams is in the middle of nowhere.
There's, like, 1,200 people at that school.
Somehow it's considered better.
No, it's not. It's not.
Whoa.
We all know we're the best.
I like.
Cat.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyways.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Snaps for
love,
that.
Tufts love.
Yeah. We love go Bows.
I mean, Amherst is fine.
Amherst is fine. But here's the Amherst's mascot.
It's a mammoth.
Because they wanted to be like us.
Because they wanted to be like us.
And
I know,
because I'm pretty sure what was their it was
their
like,
old mascot was like the color purple. It was pretty lame.
No, it was like some old white dude, I think. That's why they had to change it. Because everyone was like, our mascot can't be an old white dude. And the administration was like, yeah, you're right. And so they changed it. So they had a vote.
And they put a vote and they voted for a mammoth.
I know.
Which actually goes against Tufts pretty well.
Yeah.
The fact that it's an elephant and a mammoth.
Everyone knows that Elton's going to win.
That's so... They're supposed to be rivals with Williams more so.
I feel like... Well,
I know.
Is it
weird that we don't have... Is it weird being on a team, a sports team, that we don't have a real diehard rival?
I mean, I think it depends on the sport. Like, swimming has a rival. Swimming's like,
what's
beat Williams always.
Williams.
Well, for the boys. The girls, we just like haven't been good enough to beat them. But the boys beat them this year, which hasn't happened for like decades. So that's exciting.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at that flashy thing.
Studio access line? Does that mean someone's calling?
No. Oh. If they were calling, I could see it up here.
Does anyone ever call you?
Not really.
Sad.
I mean, it's 5 a.m. I don't blame anybody.
I guess that's fair.
I think my mom would call in if she could.
Oh, can she not?
She's sleeping.
Oh, I was like, she probably could.
West Coast time.
Yeah, that's true. I was like, it'd be fine. Then I was like, in Colorado right now, it's 3:18 a.m.
Yeah, it's 2:18 at parts of Idaho, where I live, it is.
Oh, is Idaho across two different
time
zones?
Idaho splits, yeah.
Wow.
And it's just in the top bit, too. If you look at the panhandle in Idaho, that's the only part that's in Pacific. But if you go south enough, you're in mountain time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you could just... I mean, I guess this is how time zones work, just generally. But like, if you lived in one of those like bordering towns, you could just like drive to 2 hours before. Like if you had homework due at like 11, you could like drive 2 hours. You're like, no, it's 9.
Okay.
You don't know.
It's kind of a long drive to...
But it depends where you live. If you live, like...
There, no one lives on the border
of
the time
zone. Is it just in the middle of the nowhere?
Oh, man. It's just all right, it's 519 on,
crazy.
On the Will.
Is yep, that what we
that's the name of the show. We have our guest, Sarah. You know, we're going to play a little bit of music. Take a slight break.
Oh, no. I didn't do well enough to make
no,
it
No, you did.
Hour.
You did great. Sometimes you play the break a little earlier and you
okay.
go on.
That's fair. I mean, you do you.
I don't want to push
I'm
you.
I'm going to trust you.
I don't want to push you. I just feel like playing this song.
No, do it.
Coming
I want to hear this song.
Next is some Mac DeMarco, The Stars Keep on Calling My Name. We'll be right back on 91.5 WMFO. The stars keep on calling my name.
Like a freight train, oh me, oh my. Always running like a pictures in my room. How could this be true? Tell me when we started. I'll just follow you. Pent up in my room. How could this be true? Tell me when we started. Now that's a thought. You pictures in my room. How could this be true? Tell me when we started. I'll just follow you. Pent up in my room. How could this be true? Tell me when we started. Now that's a thought. Always running like a freight train. Oh me, oh my.
WMFO, Medford, Mass. You're listening to The Will with Will Wilson and Sarah.
Good morning.
It's 5:26 in the morning.
Time's flying.
Yeah. If you listen carefully, mm-hmm. you can hear walk sign is on sometimes.
I hate that sound.
We're right outside.
I hate that sound so much. Sometimes I think the button doesn't work.
Wait.
I know. I really think it just says that, so...
Just to annoy you?
Yeah, just to annoy me.
I'm sorry.
Like, we'll walk to morning practice and I'll be like, all right, if I like time it right, I don't have to stop and you can just keep walking the whole way there because it's cold in the morning.
Yeah, it kind of stinks.
No, it really does stink. And then you just press the button and it says, wait.
That's why you just have to leave early enough.
Or
when
late enough.
No cars.
That's true. I guess, I don't know. I probably could cross the street. I could probably jaywalk in the morning at that time.
Yeah, like what are those cars going to do?
I don't know. I live a timid life. I know. Well, usually there's not that many cars. I just get scared.
Yeah.
You know, as one does, getting hit by cars.
So it's 5:27. I have a lot of class
today. Me too.
Not my fullest day. Thursday is my fullest day.
Me too, actually.
I dropped a course because with that other course on, I would have had class from 8 to 1:30 on a Thursday.
Oh, that's nothing.
And then another in the evening.
Oh, I can beat you.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Are you
give
ready
it to
for
me.
This?
Give it to me.
On Thursdays, I have class at 9:30.
Okay.
And then I have a recitation from 12 to 12:40.
Okay.
And then I have class from 1:30 to 2:45. And then I have class from 3 to 3:50. And then I have class from 4:30 to 5:45. And then during swim season, I had practice from 6 to 7. And then I have a meeting from 7
that.
To
8. We don't count that.
And then I have
trial like every single day.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
We just assume our evenings don't have time.
Okay, fair. That's true.
That sounds like a normal-ish. It sounds like a busy day.
No, Thursdays are my worst day.
I don't want to bring you down.
No, it's okay.
But it is a busy day.
It is a busy day. But it's like things you enjoy doing, you know?
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Exactly.
It could be like... Well,
The issue with the 8 to 1:30 is that I didn't have time in between to get food.
That's the worst.
And so unless I wake up real early to go to the Carms breakfast, which opens at 7:15.
What?
Hear that, DeWick?
I didn't know
Step
that.
Step up your game, DeWick.
Wait, does it really open at 7:15 every day?
Yes.
Wow.
There's like the weekends when it does brunch.
Well, right.
It does brunch on
Saturdays. But Monday through Friday. I really didn't know
so
that.
It's so aggravating because Carm does it and DeWick doesn't.
And Carm is just... Could not be farther away.
And it couldn't be farther.
But you could just go to DeWick like right when it opens 8 to like 8:15 and go to class.
What about 8:05s? That's like...
Oh, do you have an 8:05?
I have 2... Because Tuesdays, Thursdays are 8:05.
Oh.
Mondays, Wednesdays are 8:30s.
That's stinks.
And so I just go to Carm for all of them because I'm on the academic quad and...
That's
from
just,
up that early.
You're committed.
Then.
See, I usually just, because my 8:30s, I'll have like a break in between 8:30 and my like afternoon classes, and afternoon classes go all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just, you see me there, I go to Carm after breakfast.
Yeah.
Or after class for breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's got some cozy vibes.
It is.
Like, it's
I
nice.
Like when you sit under the windows and then the ceiling's a window.
When you show up at 7:15 on the
no
dot
one's there.
And there's, you see regulars. You know, I've gotten,
oh, sure.
You don't talk to them because everyone doesn't, no one wants to talk. It's the morning. But I know, I see all the same people there.
So you just haven't made friends with any of them?
No.
Okay.
But they all know me as a regular.
Yeah, you're just like,
I'm always there.
What's up?
Here I am.
So if just one morning somebody else showed up, you would like all your vibes would be thrown off.
Yeah.
Weird.
I mean, well, no. I see new people, and if I see them more regularly, I'm like, oh, they're a regular now. That's cool.
You're like, welcome. I'm so sorry for your loss.
And I always find myself wanting the same thing in the morning. I always do like the eggs if they have it, like
the fried eggs.
No. Just like the scrambled eggs.
Oh, the boxed eggs.
I'm basic.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but yeah. I just get a little bit of it. I do really basic. Like sometimes I'll do like a bagel with peanut butter.
That's a good one.
The perfect breakfast dream is if they always had frozen raspberries.
That's true.
Oh, I could eat those things forever.
They're so good.
They're so good.
You don't think
good.
They'd be that good. Like, if you were a normal person to hear about eating frozen raspberries.
Well, it's not just raspberries, though. It's frozen food. Fruit. When they have frozen strawberries, they're fine. But raspberries.
They're really good. They're kind of tart. But see, I love eating them with yogurt. That's the best.
That's
yogurt,
true. That's
what I have
good.
Every morning, almost without a doubt. Except
I see
for,
it. I see it. It's yogurt with that brand, the square cereal.
I love the brand.
And then raspberries.
And raspberries. And okay, so there's almost always pineapple, the canned pineapple. So I always have that. Okay. And then depending on what other fruits they have, I mix that in.
Yeah.
Like in DeWick, it's always like pineapple and pears, and they're all canned because that's all they have there. Mm-hmm. But in Carm, a lot of times they have the raspberries, and that's what I have every morning.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's really good. You need to try it
someday.
They
let me down by giving blueberries.
And the blueberries, I think the blueberries aren't that bad.
They're soft, though.
They're just kind of oddly small. Like, how do they
make the raspberries, right? From a purely frozen food. If you have a frozen raspberry, ice hard.
It's better.
And you bite into it, it's amazing. It hurts a little bit.
Because it's really cold.
It's tingly and cold. But I love it. I have a raspberry bush at my house. My mom and I have a raspberry bush.
That's so
and
cool.
And we have stocks of raspberries in our freezer. And just this last summer and throughout the year, I found myself going to the freezer more and getting out raspberries
and just eating
them cold.
Oh my God.
And so being
so it's like
at home,
you're at home.
It's like being at home.
That's so nice.
With the frozen raspberries. And even though they're slightly melted, the flavors are all the same.
Yeah.
And the juices, you can let them dribble down your chin, down your neck, and on your shirt.
and then you have to do all kinds of laundry.
In the cafeteria, I'm a monster. There's
that's
drool
just not true.
All over.
Will's just lying to you. You're fine. I found this out this weekend. There's a kid on the swim team who just like doesn't like fruit. And I was like, I don't understand this. Like, what about like watermelon? He's like, yeah, well, watermelon's okay. I was like, okay, what about like raspberries and blackberries? And he's like, I don't think I've ever had a raspberry or a blackberry.
What?
I was like, this man is 21 years old.
Not possible.
I know. I was just really taken aback.
Feed him.
I know. I was like, this is so sad for you.
I think raspberries are my favorite fruit.
I think blackberries are mine. I love blackberries.
Wow.
Like really good blackberries, I think are some of the best things.
Mine used to be a banana.
Mm-mm.
Which
that's basic.
Is still in the berry,
really?
Family. Banana is
what
a berry.
What makes something a berry? If it grows in like bushes,
something about it. Bananas don't.
They grow in bundles. Yeah, they do.
Bunches.
Raspberries
don't grow in bunches.
But they kind.
I guess
if they're all like together, I don't know. My grandparents used to have raspberry bush.
Does it make grapes berries though?
Because
grapes, you have to.
I'm trying to just think logically. I don't know
why. We'll get our in-studio engineering team on that question.
Yeah,
why are bananas berries? See, all we have to do is say, hey, can you guys find out bananas berries, why? Thank you. And you can see him,
running. There's so many papers flying everywhere. Oh no, the printer broke. You can just tell
it's jammed. See, because we're talking about fruit.
I know, because well, he was going to try to print out the research, hand it on over here.
Yeah, I love that when they come on in and they hand you the printed thing. Yeah, it's super kind.
Yeah, they're just such kind people here in the morning. So early that they just stay here. They sleep here.
I mean, you saw that there's like two couches and a conference table. They're always sitting at the conference table or sleeping on the couches.
Just like talking about what? About berries? Or no, about the different things you asked them to
about
research.
Radio, you know.
Oh, okay.
They have to be on top of their game.
Right. For what?
they have to be on top of it. I don't want to get, like, inducted. I don't want to get inducted into that community, because then I'd have to wear a suit every day to work.
Oh, that's true.
That's the worst. Yeah, wearing a suit every day to work. Man, there's no job that makes me do that.
Yeah, there's no job at all. Just be a professional radio show host. Actually, do you ever wonder what, like, people... So there's my mom's, like, really good friend who, like, actually now lives in Tennessee because she got so big. She is a country radio host.
Okay.
And she's, like, a famous kind of one. So Kelly Ford, if you're out there.
If you're out there listening to our show, which...
She might be.
Which you probably are. We got a lot of... We have a lot of viewers tune in.
I forgot where I was going with that story. Oh, I always wonder what they wear in the morning. Because you go to work... And it's your job. You still have to go to work.
Radio hosts?
But yeah, but you no one sees what you wear. Can, so you can wear whatever you want.
It's casual.
Yeah.
It's pretty casual. That's unless you're working at maybe like a really nice NPR podcast or something.
Do you think they wear suits or do you think they wear those t-shirts that look like suits?
What? You know the ones? They probably just wear like a button up with a tie maybe.
I was just joking. Because you know the ones that like have a suit printed on it?
Oh, that's gross. Those are gross.
I think they're funny.
I was actually looking at my suits last night.
Why?
Because the winter ball is coming up.
Did you get a ticket?
I've had a ticket for a while because I didn't know if I thought I might as well get one in case I go.
Yeah, you should come.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going. Okay. It's going to be such fun. Such fun.
I'm tentative. I don't know. We'll
Why?
See.
Why? No, I really think it's supposed to be cool. I think they get like a lot of food. My friend told me last year.
Coulter.
No, have more than one friend.
Oh, no, he was talking about it yesterday.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were there. They do the acrobatics thing?
No.
Oh, then this was a different friend then.
Different person.
Like, people hang from, like, ropes and stuff and, like, dance around.
Okay,
I think it sounds
super
dope.
That sounds pretty sick.
And you get, like, bussed there, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So you don't take the tea or anything. And then you just,
rock
a suit?
Yeah, I already know what I'm... No, not a suit, a blazer.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I don't know the difference between those things.
Suit's a little fancier, so, I guess. You know, to be honest, I don't either. But, like, I know what I own is a blazer.
Okay. Because it had
maybe,
that on, like,
maybe
the tag.
Not, actually. Maybe what I own is a suit. And we're just going to move on.
All right, that's
I don't know enough about fashion to...
Yeah, me neither. I kind of wear the same thing every day.
I kind of know, like, oh, those colors might go together.
Like what? What colors
well,
do you think
Well, when
go
you're
together?
Wearing like a full suit, it's nice to have matching top and bottom.
Yeah. Oh, my
that's,
friend.
That's
who,
all I know.
My friend who did debate in high school, his name was Liam Myers, and he had a yellow tweed suit that he wore. It was like three piece.
Fancy.
And he wore it to every, to every Saturday tournament, which honestly was a little bit gross.
That's kind of grody.
But it was so fun.
Tweed suits remind me of car salesmen.
Or just like the 1920s.
Man, I miss those days.
I know. Good old Gatsby.
Did you like that?
That book?
Did you like Gatsby?
I don't know.
My AP Lang teacher hated
it. We had to read it like three times in high school. No, not three times in high school. I probably read it twice in high school. And it was like not bad. We just talked
great,
about
though.
No, it was just kind of like a letdown in the end.
Yeah.
We can't spoil it though. Everyone hasn't read it yet.
No spoilers, but tune out now.
Because... Can I say what happens?
Doesn't Gatsby die?
Yeah, Gatsby dies.
Gatsby
in the end.
Dies.
He gets shot and he like falls in the pool.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's just not a great.
They're all so self-absorbed.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book, The Kite Runner.
Oh.
Featuring, written by Khaled Hosseini. Have you ever read The Kite Runner?
I actually have not.
Oh, it's so good.
It's
we're
really
gonna
good.
Sit down and we're gonna read
we're
it.
We're gonna like, read aloud session.
We're gonna read that book together. It's
okay.
So good.
I'm excited.
I love that book.
I'm here for that.
I read that book in ninth grade because my teacher said something along the lines of, "Will, you need to just read this book. It's very hard because it's not like difficult to read, but it's a little confusing because it has like
sad things.
Well, very sad things.
Yeah.
But also it's like." Middle Eastern origins, so a lot of the terms that they refer to, they like explain everything, and it gets a little dense at times because they'll say, "Oh, this means this," and then they'll just use the original word the rest of the time, and I'm like, "Wait, what does that mean?"
What is that? And you have to flip back.
That's my favorite book, my favorite like literary merit that I had to read. Which Kite Runner is a literary merit?
Yeah, no,
but
people
read
that
read.
In high school.
My favorite literary merit that I chose to read, I think might be Catcher in the Rye. I actually really like that book.
I've actually never read that one either.
You never read that one?
I don't know where I've been.
I thought it was all right. It's better for people that are lost in life, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it.
What's it about again?
It's about a guy named Holden, and he just walks around New York for 3 days. if you really analyze the plot to like that basic amount, he walks around the park. Like, he walks around New York for 3 days, sees his sister, and goes back to school. There's very little like, actual plot.
Yeah.
It's all about what he's thinking. because he's talking to himself like the whole time.
Weird.
And it talks about hints of maturity and sex. Why are we talking about AP literature?
I don't know. I was just curious. Well, I asked what your favorite book was, and you're like, well, my
I have another favorite, though, and I'm not quite finished, but I can already tell it's a favorite. It's Count of Monte Cristo. The Count of Monte Cristo. Hmm. I shouldn't say it so fast.
Why?
Because it's phenomenal.
Oh. You need to like take time to pause.
It's the best revenge story ever. Have you ever read
it? No, I also don't know what this book is about.
We're gonna have
Wait, there's actually another person here.
Oh, is there another person in the studio?
Hey.
Hello. Oh, hell, hey, I know that guy.
He actually kind of is
an in-studio engineer. He's helped out another guy that followed me up one time.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That kind of scared me. I did not. Whoa.
Like no one else is supposed to be here at 5:40 a.m.
On the topic of in-studio engineers, I pulled up Barry's.
Did you really?
The Wikipedia page.
Oh, to find out why.
But I'm really struggling to find exactly what makes the banana a berry.
I wonder if it has something to do with the seed.
It definitely does. And the way it grows. But also, on the same realm of bananas are berries, strawberries aren't.
Weird.
Yeah.
Is it because their seeds are outside?
Maybe. Oh, this is common examples are strawberries. I don't know. Maybe we're just all wrong.
No, I think maybe it has something to do with how seeds are spread. Because then, like, you have to eat the raspberry or blackberry or banana to get to the seed because seeds are inside.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, strawberry seeds are not on the inside. That's their whole thing, is that the strawberries are, the seeds are on the outside.
So, you say that the seeds are on the side. Where are the banana seeds?
They're in the middle, right?
That's what you'd think.
Or are they at the top of it?
No, it's... Okay, it's a little neat. A lot of the bananas we eat are cloned.
Wow.
And don't have seeds. They cloned bananas without seeds. Yeah, because I'll pull up some banana seeds.
Wait, but they are on the inside, though. Right? They're, like, in the core. I feel like I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But if you look at a banana with seeds, there's a lot more... seeds in a real banana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, people at home can't see that because this is radio. But that's insane.
There's a lot of seeds in an actual banana. This is a good one. If you look at like a wild banana versus the banana we eat today.
Wait, I can't. Hang on.
Oh, here we go.
I can't even
see there's a lot of seeds in the banana.
It looks kind of like, what are those fruits? A passion fruit? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Is it pomegranate?
No. Well, pomegranates also have a lot of seeds. That's their whole thing, is their only seeds. But I
mean, what's up with the pomegranate? What is the pomegranate doing?
I love pomegranates.
Just wants to reproduce as easily as it can.
It really does. It's like something like 600 seeds per pomegranate.
That's crazy. There's a reason I've never eaten a pomegranate.
You've never had a pomegranate?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
I've never had an opportunity.
They're all buy you a pomegranate sometime.
Okay, cool.
They're really good.
I really want to try a durian.
They're kind of tart. A what?
A durian?
What is that?
A Southeast Asian fruit known as the king of fruits and also a very stinky fruit.
Oh, I have heard of this.
The durian
is
surrounded in a spiky shell.
Yeah,
I'm describing it. I'm not even pulling it up because I know exactly what it is.
And
when you cut it open, its stench is so putrid.
But it's good, right?
Apparently, people love it.
It's
at least those indigenous to Southeast Asian countries love durians.
Yeah.
But typically, I had a friend in high school.
You had a friend in high school?
He got durians. And
did you try them?
I wanted to go over and try them.
Mm.
But he says, like, I mean, apparently a lot of people don't like them. Like,
and
a lot
so
of Americans
like, no,
don't
no
like
durian
them.
For you.
Well, no, I just never did.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, apparently Latin Americans don't like durians, but I really want to try them.
Yeah, it'd be a good thing to try.
It sounds so yummy, even though...
It sounds kind of like a mango.
Even though
I think,
called the smelliest fruit ever.
It's also... There's a lot of foods that are like that. There's cheeses that are supposed to be like so smelly, but are still really good.
Yeah.
There's like that like kimchi, is that what it is? There's some like...
Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking
about. Yeah. I think it's like a curry. I don't know. This could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
Like precursor. I could know nothing about what I'm talking about. But I feel like I've seen that in like a BuzzFeed video where they try like the really stinky like tofu.
What about like
tofu?
Have you ever had the dragon fruit? Have you ever heard of that?
I think I've had dragon fruit flavored things.
It sounds really good.
Yeah.
I think
there's just like a lot of seeds.
I remember getting something
more
like
more seeds.
Dragon fruit or passion fruit flavored gelato when I was in New York.
Passion fruit is different.
Passion
fruit is the one that's like a bunch of, it's just like all seeds on the inside.
Okay.
And it's really good.
See, we're getting into an advanced fruit game, and I've never been this far.
We did. So I went to Israel with my summer camp, the sophomore year of high school, like literally every other Jew in America,
yeah.
like almost everyone.
Yeah.
And
Birthright.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't birthright, but every tour that goes to Israel does the exact same thing.
Okay.
Like, they don't tell you this, but everyone does. Like, you went to this, like, cute little man's house where he studies, like, the Torah and makes art about it. Like, that's so nice. You thought you were so cool. You sat on the floor. Everyone else did that.
Man.
It sucks.
I totally relate to this experience.
Hopefully one of our 8 listeners will.
For anyone that's not aware, Sarah is Jewish.
Yeah, there we go.
And I am not.
Oh, yeah. You just give them some context.
Just context.
We can talk about religion next. We have to cover these scenes first.
We'll skip the whole, like, in-depth religious talk.
Okay, fair.
You can keep going.
Do you believe
this whole experience is just a facade. They try to make you think that it's something special, but in reality, every birthright trip visits the same old man.
Different conversation. Well, yeah, yes, but also the whole, like, different facade thing, that's a different conversation about, like, I'm not gonna guess.
Okay, all right.
Anyways, no, but so we all went on this tour of, like, this place called, like, the, what was it? It was, like, the salad tour. Like, we did, like, a salad walk, okay. Which basically means there's, like, a greenhouse.
Okay. That is a lame name. I'm sorry.
It's so cool, though. You walk through this greenhouse, and you just, like, eat a lot of carrots and tomatoes and stuff.
That actually sounds pretty sick.
And then at the end, there's a maze, and in the maze, there are passion fruits.
Oh.
It's so fun. And then we got to release some birds. I don't even know why that was there, but at the end they, like, gave us some birds.
Probably has something to do with.
It wasn't a religious thing.
Oh, really?
It was just like, here, have these birds, and then we'll take a picture of you.
We have extras left over. Just kind
of. And we'll take a picture of you letting them go.
Just kind of do it. That's kind of nice.
It was really cool. So I have a cool picture of me, like, holding a pigeon. But anyways, that was related because passion fruits. Because we did a passion fruit walk.
Man. That's all this food talk has me hungry.
I am kind of hungry.
Man, breakfast could not come sooner. You know, it's 5:46.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take one more very short music break.
Fair enough.
And then we'll be back with some more conversation. This is 91.5 WMFO, The Will.
cares if you're there or not there. All you ever needed was a simple plan. But you're doing well, I mean you're not dead. So let's celebrate while we still can. I know what they say, I could give a care. They talk so much on me, I must be doing something right. I saw my son today in the likeness of a full-grown man. So I'll celebrate while I still can. Ooh, on a day day, you can see West LA, even downtown.
I remember when I couldn't even see the point of stepping out the motherfucking house.
Let it go, 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 let it go.
Came too fast.
How many others have walked the same ground you have? You'd be wise to pay attention to your old head. I spent the whole day throwing records in the deep bag. So let's celebrate while we still can. Captivated, the fruits of my family tree. Where would I be without you? What would you do without me? It'd be a bad look talking about what could have been. So let's celebrate while we still can. Ooh, on a clear day you can see West LA, even downtown.
I remember when I couldn't see the point, but now I'm at the point where I gotta figure it out.
Best of life, so let's celebrate while we still can.
Espaços de silêncio são preenchidos com batidas, com ritmo, né? A ponto daquilo se tornar um mar, uma tempestade.
91.5 WMFO. It's 5:54.
That's crazy.
We're coming up to the end.
To the end of the hour.
The end of the hour.
On NPR, they say at the top of the hour, which is in 6 minutes.
That's not NPR.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
what is
no,
it?
No, we're not NPR.
Oh, we're
Excuse
not NPR.
Me. You're right.
You're right. Yeah.
Hey. Oh, that's so cool.
We said the same thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's been good having you here.
It's been a lot
you know,
of fun.
I like the company.
It's actually really fun. I expect it to be like. It to be fun, but to be like, it was still really early and I was thinking about
oh,
that.
No.
But you don't even think
it's
about that.
It's just right.
It is just really
right.
fun.
Because if it was earlier,
you'd be like, it'd be really hard to talk.
That'd stink.
But it's like a good way to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, 5 to 6.
It's fun to just talk. And then like 6 isn't like an ungodly hour. No. Also, to be honest, 5 isn't like
that bad.
If you were in any other context other than college, 5 is like fine.
See, you get it.
Thank you.
But then again, you do an activity that forces you to wake up early.
That's true.
Regularly.
Yeah.
And so that's better than a lot of people.
Who just don't
have to wake up early at all.
That's true.
There's a lot of people that just don't wake up.
But I don't get
early.
That. I have a friend, actually also on the swim team, and we like didn't have morning practice for like a few weeks because of like, yeah. the season. Anyways, and she doesn't have any morning classes, I guess. So she slept until like 12 one day and then came to practice at 3 and was like, "Good morning, guys." We're like, "It is the mid to late afternoon." And she's like, "Oh, I've been up for like 2.5 hours." We're like, "Okay. Okay, Brooke." But anyways, yeah, that was really, it was early for her. Not so early.
Yeah. My roommate has an inverse sleeping schedule than me.
Mine
sometimes.
Does too.
He'll go to bed at 4 as I'm getting up for radio sometimes.
That's insane.
Yeah,
Did you get up at 4 for this?
I got up at 4:30 because okay. I got I knew I'd be going to bed late.
Yeah.
If I need more time, because I made sure I set out all my clothes in the morning.
I do that too.
Just to be ready. But sometimes I wake up, so like I'll get up a little bit, you know, I'll drink some water, I'll sit back, I'll look at the news or something.
Really?
Before I get active, yeah.
That's incredible. I have like it worked down to a science, where like today I woke up at 4:35, and then just, I feel guilty when my alarm goes off, so I have to turn it off, because I feel bad for waking up my roommate, because I wake up before she does, so I like turn it off immediately, and then I'm up.
Yeah.
And then you just like, I also lay out my clothes. But she has the opposite schedule as I do also. Last night I told her, she was like on the phone with some Swedish guy, who's like British, that she's always talking to.
I don't know, though. Cross-continental lover.
I guess so,
lover.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
And she was like on the phone with him, and I was like, Claire, I have to get up at 4:30. And she was like, what? Why? And then I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, help your friend. I'm just so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
And then she like left, and I was like, okay, good night. And then she just like turned off the lights and left. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, that's
but I think
not
it's
good.
Okay. But honestly, it was like nice for me because it was easy to fall asleep. But I feel bad.
I jump out of my bed to get my alarm off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, it's 5:57. We don't have a lot of time. We're going to lead off with one more track, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Real quick to run through the track list for today. You heard Mac DeMarco, The Stars Keep On Calling My Name. You heard Kush Modi's Freight Train featuring Anderson .Paak, Radiohead's High and Dry, and then another Anderson .Paak song, Celebrate. We're going to leave you off with some Marvin Gaye. Sarah, thank you for coming
in. Yeah, anytime. Wait, do we have to do a PSA?
Oh, did we not do a PSA?
No, we didn't do a PSA.
No, we did.
When?
Oh, no, we didn't do a PSA. Do a PSA really fast.
Should I spread it like in debate?
Do a PSA. No, don't spit it that fast.
Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased plane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing the runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on 4-hour paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mail list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org.
91.5, thank you for tuning in.
Good.
Hey, what's happening? Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man. Yeah, I can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.